Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time.
Well, the day has finally come. Today's a special episode. We're going to be listening to three songs that follow a common theme. I say the day's been coming because I knew at some point I would have some songs that I would need to deal with that I'm, for various reasons, both eager and less than eager to deal with. And let me explain a little bit. 2018 was a very musically productive year for me. It was also a very frustrating year for me politically. And I'll say this right now. If you're a big, big fan, big, big supporter of our current president, DJT, this is just a little fair warning. What we share in this episode may not be, this may not be your favorite episode. So 2018, as I was saying, was a frustrating year. Year two of our current president's term. And, you know, it's been said that when an artist is frustrated or struggling with something or angry about something, generally speaking, you're going to see if it's a healthy artist, you're going to see that struggle, that frustration come out in his or her art. Well, I'm a songwriter, so during 2018, I did put out two albums. The first one, A Dream, which is a period dream, a reference to the American Dream, which was referenced in our president's inaugural speech. And then that was at the beginning of the year of 2018. At the end of the year, I put out another album called Gravitate, which by and large was slightly less political. But both of these albums contained songs, three in total, the three that we're going to look at in this episode, that addressed issues directly with Trump. Now, I don't want to imply that these were all extremely serious songs. Certainly, one of them is very serious. A Dream takes a very serious, if not frightening, look at our current president's attitude toward the American Dream. The other two, which are called Trump Funk, and The Ballad of Donald, are more or less fun songs. not fun sing-along songs for your kids, but fun songs in the sense that they are satirical and that they do a little bit of tongue-in-cheek attacking. So this is fair warning for you. If that's not your kind of thing, you might go on to the next episode. But we are going to have fun with it. The other important thing about this, I thought long and hard about this because I don't really want to go into a deep diatribe concerning current politics. That would end up with an episode way too long. I'm not going to discuss a lot about each song. I am going to read the lyrics because in some cases the lyrics move pretty fast. I'm going to let you listen to the songs. I will give voice to the lyrics, and then we'll more or less move on pretty quickly after that to the next song. That said, I do want to say just a little bit here up here at the front end. As I said earlier, if you're an artist what you do with your art, with your creativity, if it's going to be productive. And I believe creativity can be and should be and is always productive when it's aimed in a direction at least intended to make a positive impact. You should be doing that. I know the temptation for me. We're right now today, ironically, we're right at the end of the first wave of public hearings on the current impeachment process. And it's very easy for me to become glued to the details of that and stew and become frustrated and become really compelled but then to not be compelled into creative action. I would encourage, if you're an artist, whatever that is, whether you're a songwriter, a musician, a painter, a sculptor, whatever it is, public speaker, I would encourage you to take whatever frustration or anger you have and channel it in those productive and creative ways so they can impact others. And I say that without political bias. I believe that no matter where you're standing politically, I think that's important. And it's important that the rest of us get to a place where we can receive that, even if we don't understand it, even if we disagree with it. We can receive that, consider it, and be better because of the interaction. So that's important. That said, just a little bit of my perspective. As I said, we are at the end of the first wave of public hearings. I don't know if there'll be a second wave. There may be. But given the fact that we have heard from very knowledgeable, very intelligent, very patriotic individuals who have been serving our country for many, many years, a pile of evidence that our current president basically had been leveraging his official status, as well as funds allocated legally by our Congress, leveraging them to get the president, the new president of Ukraine, to do an investigation already done and already debunked, an investigation nonetheless, on the front-running opponent of his in the upcoming election. Given that fact, given the pile of evidence put together by the Mueller investigation around both collusion and obstruction of justice, given the decades of evidence around corrupt business activities, corrupt schemes, many of which resulted in lawsuits, and on top of that, the pile of evidence around accusations of sexual impropriety by many, many women, I think it is disingenuous for us to simply turn and say, no collusion, no quid pro quo, no bribery. I think we have to look at these things. I think we have to look at the pattern. Of course, some of us, many of us, this is where my frustration came out, because these songs were all written before this impeachment inquiry. Many of us have seen that from the very beginning, have been concerned and frustrated about it from the very beginning. So that said, I hope if you're open to it, I hope you'll not only dig in and listen to some of the official work that's being done by our House, by our Congress, with the investigations, and apparently coming up soon by the Senate as well. I hope you'll listen closely. I hope you'll think with an open mind. And I hope we'll engage in good conversations that are civil and respectful of each other. That said, we'll jump right into these three songs. So our first song came from 2018's A Dream album, and it is a, I guess I'd call it a funk rap satirical extravaganza. This is Trump Funk.
Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat, honk. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat. I got a megaphone in my hand. I'm the biggest league influence in the land. I'm the best that's ever been. My radius number. Show my fingers and my brain don't ever slumber. Just be alone on my golden throne. Throwing White House shade like a Twitter drone. I call them names and then dot, dot, dot. I make them wait for my next big thought. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat, honk. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat. Morning train, taking on little fox in the plane. Treat a little, cheat a little, jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet, honk, jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet a little, cheat a little, jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet, jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet a little, cheat a little, jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet, honk, jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet a little, cheat a little, jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet.
Conspiracy, it's just a starting game, you see. Intelligence, an overrated emphasis.
Who knew what I could do? 140 drum taps, I can make it come through. Then my cabinet crew, they better push it on through. Cause anything else, we're gonna call fake news. When I unleash my massive Twitter storm, you can watch the Dems and the pundits swarm. Try to figure out next what I might say about Rocket Man, a cold face bang.
Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat, honk. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta treat a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet, honk. Jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet a little, cheat a little, jump, Trump Funk. You gotta tweet.
Well, that was a fun little song, Trump Funk. And as I said, I'll be not doing a lot of conversation about the songs, but I am going to give voice to the lyrics. So, in case you missed them, the lyrics to Trump Funk. Jump, Trump Funk. Gotta tweet a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. Gotta tweet, huh. Jump, Trump Funk. Gotta tweet a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk. Gotta tweet. Got a megaphone in my hand. I'm the biggest league influence in the land. I'm the best there's ever been. My ratings numbers show my fingers and my brain don't ever slumber. Just me alone on my golden throne, throwing White House shade like a Twitter drone. I call them names, then dot, dot, dot. I make them wait for my next big thought. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet, huh? Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet. Morning trend, take in a little Fox and Friends. It all depends on what they say about the Dems. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet, huh? Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet. Conspiracy. is just his starting gear, you see. Intelligence, an overrated emphasis. Who knew what I could do? 140 Trump taps and I can make it come true. Then my cabinet crew, they better push it on through, because anything else we're going to call fake news. When I unleash my massive Twitter storm, you can watch the Dems and the pundits swarm to try and figure out next what I might say about the Rocket Man or Covfefe. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet. Huh. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet a little, cheat a little. Jump, Trump Funk, gotta tweet. So, one of the great unique things that I'm sure we'll be talking about 100 years from now is our tweeter-in-chief. What a unique thing. Not that a couple of presidents didn't avail themselves of Twitter ahead of Trump, but he certainly has made an art of it. So there we go. That was Trump Funk from 2018's A Dream. I will also, by the way, along with the lyrics, of course, I'll also post the video that goes along with that. I did put together a music video for this particular song that features our president dancing in the Saturday Night Live episode that he was a part of. So there we have it. Our next song takes a different track, although still satirical primarily, but definitely a different musical style. So our next song is The Ballad of Donald. And this comes from 2018's Gravitate album, which came out at the end of that year. This one was more or less inspired by The Ballad of Jed Clampett. And so it takes a bit more of a bluegrass approach and tone. And so I will give credit to a friend who will remain unnamed. He did come to me with the tagline or the hook line of this song and say, "Wow, hey, I just saw this on I think it was either a bumper sticker or a meme that came across his Facebook." And he said, this would make a great song. And I said, "Yes, my friend, it would." And so I did. So this is The Ballad of Donald.
One day, old Donald, he was chewing on a Big Mac up in the tower like a golden-haired knick-knack. Junior said, "Pops, you gotta take on a big time." Donald said, "Yeah, but not on my dime." He said, "Not on my dime. Dime." So we worked out a presidential escalator scene just to launch his plan to burn through some public green. Said something about rapists in a southern wall. I want a ticket to the White House from the whitest folks of all. Yeah, it was the whitest folks of all. The whitest folks of all. Yeah, I'm cleaning up the dumb, not worried about subpoenas. Evangelicals a pump, ship the aliens to Venus. Got the Democrats stump, presidential obscenus. I'm Donald J. Trump and the J stand for genius. Yeah, J stand for genius. J for genius. Fat with the Rocket Man, emptied the bureau offices all across the land. Said the coal would flow, but the solar heat tax. Don't need no science when you're making up the facts. Yeah, we're making up the facts now. Alternative facts. Now he wants a parade to show off all his tanks. He'd improve his image more with a new set of Spanks. Now he owns the House Republicans, a big old thanks for the war on intelligence instead of Russian banks. What Russian banks? Oh yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm
presidential obsceneness. I'm Donald J. Trump, and the J stands for genius. Yeah, I'm cleaning up the dump, not worried about subpoenas. Evangelicals are bumping shit, the aliens to Venus. Got the Democrats stumped, presidential obsceneness. I'm Donald J. Trump, and the J stands for genius.
The Ballad of Donald from 2018's Gravitate. Won't be talking a whole lot about the lyrics, but I will be reading the lyrics. So for those who missed them, here we go. The Ballad of Donald. One day old Donald, he was chewing on a Big Mac up in the tower like a golden-haired knick-knack. Junior said, "Pops, you got to take on the big time." Donald said, "Yeah, but not on my dime. Not on my dime, not on my dime." So he worked out a presidential escalator scene just to launch his plan to burn through some public green. Said something about some rapists and a southern wall and won a ticket to the White House from the whitest folks of all. The whitest folks of all. They were the whitest folks of all. "Yeah, I'm cleaning up the dump, not worried about subpoenas. Evangelicals are pumped. I'll ship the aliens to Venus. Got the Democrats stumped with presidential obsceneness. I'm Donald J. Trump, and the J stands for genius." He launched a Twitterfied spat with the Rocket Man, emptied the bureau offices all across the land, said the coal would flow, but the solar he'd tax. Don't need no science when you're making up the facts. Yeah, making up the facts. Alternative facts. Now, he wants a parade to show off all his tanks. He'd improve his image more with a new set of spanks. He owes the House Republicans a big old thanks for the war on intelligence instead of Russian banks. What Russian banks? Oh, yeah, thanks. "Yeah, I'm cleaning up the dump, not worried about subpoenas. Evangelicals are pumped. I'll ship the aliens to Venus. Got the Democrats stumped with presidential obsceneness. I'm Donald J. Trump. And the J stands for genius." Cleaning up the dump, not worried about subpoenas. Evangelicals are pumped. I'll ship the aliens to Venus. Got the Democrats stumped with presidential obsceneness. I'm Donald J. Trump. And the J stands for genius. So I'm guessing you can probably figure out what the that hook line was that my friend suggested to me. So there we go. That's The Ballad of Donald, and a lot of fun there. One thing I will say about decisions made in both of these previous songs, of course, at certain points in the song, in both songs, the speaker is the president himself, and I did make a choice to go ahead and just sing that straight and not try to impersonate our president. There are some many fine impersonators. That's another art, I would say, that someone, a number of individuals are practicing. But fortunately for you and for the songs themselves, I didn't attempt to do that. I think that would have been a little misguided. So we'll move on to our last song. Our last song does come. It is the title song from A Dream from 2018. Came out at the beginning of 2018. And this song is, it has a good deal of rapping in it. It does have a sort of a hip-hop feel. It is rather serious. And it does have a music video as well. And by the way, Ballad of Donald has a music video. I'll include that on the podcast page as well. A Dream has a pretty heavy music video. So that will be embedded on the podcast page for your for you to view there as well. So without any further ado, we'll we'll get into a dream.
The American dream is dead.
January 20, the nightmare began. The seeds of destruction just waiting for a hand to cast them out. Not a great big hand, just one on a man who could stand in the curtains and toss red meat to his alt-right peeps who were looking for some fatherland or a sleight of hand from a backwards arm brand reprimand of every stand that was taken by the man in the office before him. They're gonna Louis L'Amour him, gonna Vietnam War him. Anything good that was done before him's gonna be ripped from the core. The incorporation sucking up the gravy will adore him as this fake news breakthrough debuts his snake moves. And how about the words you spewed in the campaign? Inhumane as acid rain, making light of the pain you left in your wake like champagne and no emergency break. Or making capital gains on a cholera outbreak. You can't hide sewage with a handful of tic-tacs. Play Casanova with pussy grab attacks. Try to hide it, override it, like every time you even tried it. She lied, it wasn't you, it was all a lie, a sigh, a spy. You must have faked a dossier or leaked some hearsay. Couldn't be the woman's accusations. Your qualifications set you far above the allegations. Distracted with some deportation. Do you run out the statute of limitations?
I know words, I had the best words. I'm really rich. I just want them to suffer.
So probably I'll sue her because it would be fun. We would have so much money would be coming out of your ear.
The American dream is dead.
Stand there looking jaundiced, laugh and wash your hands like Pontius. Call collusion an illusion, a fusion. You gotta get some kind of truth infusion, cause a lie on a lie on a lie on a lie only sticks an inch long needle in everybody's eye. Surround yourself with Bannon, Kushner, Flynn, Ivanka, Sarah, Stephen Miller, Kellyanne. It's a swimming pool full of bathtub gin. No swamp, just a cesspool full of lying grins. Get your justice from your puppet sessions to cover all those indiscretions. EPA, Education, Interior, State Department, shrinking government for your own enlargement.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts.
No, I may have had some conversations, and I think I did.
I don't have anything to add on that front beyond the tweet.
The American dream is dead.
Seeds of destruction, just waiting for a hand to cast them out. Not a great big hand, just one on a man who could stand in the curtains and toss red meat to his alt-right peeps who were looking for some fatherland or a sleight of hand from a backwards armband reprimand of every stand that was taken by the man in the office before him. They're going to Louis L'Amour him, going to Vietnam War him. Anything good that was done before him is going to be ripped from the core. Then the corporations sucking up the gravy will adore him as this fake news breakthrough debuts his snake moves. And how about the words you spread in the campaign, inhumane as acid rain, making light of the pain you've left in your wake, like champagne in a no-emergency break, or making capital gains on a cholera outbreak. You can't hide sewage with a handful of Tic Tacs, or play Casanova with pussy grab attacks, try to hide it, override it, like every time you even tried it, she lied. It wasn't you. It's all a lie, a sigh, a spy who must have faked a dossier or leaked some hearsay. It couldn't be the woman's accusations. Your qualifications set you far above the allegations. Distract them with some deportations till you run out the statute of limitations. Where is the love? Where is the honesty? Where is the hope that used to be? Where? Where is it gone? Call them names, Crooked, Crying, Little Lion, Rocket Man, Pocahontas, where you stand there looking jaundiced, laugh, then wash your hands like Pontius. Call collusion an illusion, a fusion. You got to get some kind of truth infusion, because a lie on a lie on a lie on a lie only sticks an inch-long needle in everybody's eye. Surround yourself with Bannon, Kushner, Flynn, Ivanka, Sarah, Stephen Miller, Kellyanne. It's like a swimming pool full of bathtub gin. No swamp, just a cesspool full of lion grins. Get your justice from your puppet sessions to cover all those indiscretions. EPA, Education, Interior, State Department, shrinking government for your own enlargement. Get woke. This ain't no dream. It's a nightmare. Get woke. This ain't no dream. It's a nightmare. Get woke. This ain't no dream. It's a nightmare. Get woke. This ain't no dream. It's a nightmare. So there we go. So the three songs, all growing out of the same theme. Frustration with the current administration. We are in the midst of impeachment hearings at the current time. I don't know when you're listening to this, obviously. And so we don't know what the outcome of that will be. But I do know that is the appropriate response. That is the constitutionally provided appropriate response. Especially when various policies prevent us from indicting a sitting president. Well, the founders did provide impeachment, so we shouldn't be afraid of looking. We should never be afraid of looking. And if you're an artist or a songwriter, you should never be afraid of making your art, of singing your song. Thanks for joining me here on Dancing Moon Songcast. You can find all my music and all my lyrics at scottsimpsonmusic.com. You can also stream on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Apple Music, or anywhere else that you like to stream. Thanks for joining me here in Spearfish Canyon for this episode, and hope to see you at the next. We do put out an episode every Friday. Be well.